Fitness trouble. Somebody lied about bodybuilding. It turned out that lifting until you can't lift anymore does not actually build muscle. It only cuts off your circulation and destroys your exercise. When a person goes from couch potato to gym potato, they will grow some muscle, even if they exercise wrong, because they're moving, they're doing things. But that only proves my point. Bodybuilding is very easy. Our bodies adapt to sustained challenges all the time. New joggers do it perfectly. But they don't notice that they are doing bodybuilding because once they adapt to run for an hour non-stop, they try to run faster. They don't put on wrist weights, ankle weights, or weight vest. Unlike joggers, in fitness and bodybuilding, we have been taught to pile up heavy weights. Imagine a jogger, weighted down with bags of sand, barely moving for barely 30 seconds. They will never adapt. Fitness and bodybuilding have been completely destroyed by the idea that heavy builds muscle. It doesn't. Heavy cuts off circulation. It disrupts what we need. Unlike a jogger, we only work out a tiny little bit, never adapting past that first step. Cutting off circulation will shut you down in 20 seconds. Not to mention that sitting or laying down in a gym while isolating muscles slows progress down even more. Dancing with dumbbells is a full body exercise. Sitting with dumbbells is a two-muscle exercise. The point of exercise is to keep going and going until your body adapts, and then going heavier or harder, so that it can adapt again and again. This is a very simple process. It's very clear how it works. The only unusual bit is eating enough protein and entering a dance trance by moving to beats of snappy songs. But to upset this process by lifting heavy or disrupting circulation and turning an hour's worth of non-stop exercise into 3 or 4 patches of 20 seconds is to never ever show results. Results that would normally come weekly had you danced with dumbbells for an hour or two. You can imagine how that would work out, can't you? Once you gather enough endurance to actually dance with dumbbells for an hour or two, all you have to do is pay attention to when your body is ready for more, and then move up by 2.5 pounds per hand. Never 5, that's too heavy. What are we to make of this? Well, somebody lied. TV picked it up. Textbooks picked it up, and now hearing that lifting heavy and sets and reps are wrong makes people profoundly unhappy, if not downright angry. Though presumably not as angry as fitness people are going to be once they finally figure out they've been wasting their time. Fitness and bodybuilding is not about looks, ladies and gentlemen. It's about health and longevity. Anger here will be well warranted. It is not about how heavy you lift, but how long you can lift your heavy for. If you have to stop, then you either need to work on your endurance, like joggers, where you close your rest gap slowly until you eliminate the need for stopping completely, or go back to the beginning of the rack and start training with weights that you can lift for an hour. That's how you tell your body to adapt. by actually challenging it, and then waiting around for a little while until your body gives you a little bit more than you need, and then lifting a little bit more than you did before, until your body adapts again and again and again.